Friday morning, everybody. You made it to the end of the week, and the weekend is upon us, but it's cool. There's a witch's titty, and nobody likes that. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about all kinds of things that are coming over the weekend, one thing that's happening today is we are launching episode 2 of the Kate Turkington Show. Yes, for anybody who doesn't know who Kate Turkington is, Kate is a doyen of the broadcast business. She's been on radio and television. She's written books. She's traveled the world. She has stories that you cannot believe. And she has a podcast now with us, which is as bold as it is brilliant. The Kate Turkington Show is landing this Friday, 12 p.m. on The Real Network's YouTube and podcast platforms. Expect edgy humor, insightful stories, impactful moments, and a wit meeting wisdom. No topic is off limits. Tune in, laugh loud, and think deeper. That is today, 12 o'clock, on our YouTube, The Real Network, or wherever you get your podcasts. So if you're on Apple or Spotify or whatever, like and subscribe, get involved, start enjoying those things. A new series of Blind History coming to you soon as well, so get ready for that too. Plenty to get excited about. But because it's Friday this morning, we also have Mashiani Sefuti.
Good morning,
guys. Hello, Mash.
Oh, what a cold morning, hey?
Have you got this week going on?
Oh, there hasn't been too much happening for once in my life, hey? For once.
Okay, good.
Yo, it's
because drama is expensive and tiring,
yeah,
right?
It's so tiring. Yeah. It's just, yo. So at the moment, as you know, I've quit drinking.
Yes, you told me that.
Oh, I'm still being treated
is
like
Is that going okay?
It's going great for me.
Okay.
But for the other people around me, it's not going so great. Garrett, you know
why? Why?
Do you know how people treat you like an illegal alien when you don't drink?
Like a kwere kwere.
They treat you like a kwere kwere. Straight up. You say, no, I don't drink. They're like,
What's wrong with you? Yeah, what's wrong?
Oh, okay. And they become so awkward around you.
What kind of cancer have you got?
Yeah, they're like, oh, stay away from him. He's some sort of freak. He's not like the rest of us. And they actively try to make you feel excluded. Proper.
Really? So
my friends aren't even inviting me to shit anymore.
Uh-oh.
Now we are on phone calls all together, video calls. It's like 5 of us on a video call. And I just hear, hey, guys, yeah, it was so nice seeing you. And then you see other people on the group call go like, they're all looking all shocked. Their eyes are wide. And I'm like, see you win. It was good to see you win. And they're like, you must say, hey, they start arguing amongst themselves. And they're like, okay, fine. Mash, we were out last night. I'm like, okay, great. What am I supposed to do? Feel
they're
sad?
They're leaving you out on purpose and then making you feel shitty about it as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
I mean, that's...
Gareth, I don't care. I don't fucking care.
I don't know. You seem pretty beat up about it, if you ask me. So what are you going to do?
Make new friends. No, they're my friends.
Oh, okay.
I love them still. And honestly, them not inviting me is, they're doing both of us a favor. It's just, if you invited me, I would have said no, but invite me. You know that courtesy invite? Those people that you know are always going to say no to the invite. But you just invite them out of, okay, let's just invite them just so they know that they were, just so they feel included.
I got you.
Yeah, so
that's
my biggest struggle at the moment.
I feel your pain. Mash looks buff. It might be an illusion caused by the jacket, but I think the gym and no drinking may be paying off, says
Congo Chris. Oh, no, I am buff. Chris. I am buff.
You are? Okay, well, there we go. Own it, Mash. Go. Mash, on a Friday, it's going to be lit, says Master G. You know how drunk people gossip about you non-drinking folks, says Vyasin.
Do they?
Well, I mean...
Actually, they must, because if they all were, like, shocked that I found out...
They gossip, but they also... they don't remember the gossip.
Oh, they don't.
They don't remember shit.
They don't.
Actually.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the funniest thing is that you can have the biggest argument with someone who's drunk, and the next day they're like, oh, did I really say that?
Did I? Yes,
they don't
straight
remember.
Up.
They don't remember.
They never remember anything.
No.
That is so sad. That's such a sad way to live, Gareth.
You're telling me.
I mean, my memories.
It's also very unhealthy for relationships, right?
Of course.
I mean, like, that's why, you know, if daddy's a drunk and he comes home and he, like, beats mom, the kids tend to grow up a little bit scared.
Which
is only I'm simplifying and minimizing this to a ludicrous degree, but you know what I mean.
That is sad.
Bitcoin Butt says, my neighbor thought I was a stoner until 2 weeks back when he found out I have a couple of drinks and enjoy myself too. Now he invites me every Saturday. Something about alcohol, hey? Yeah, I think South Africans, we've discussed this a million times on the show, South Africans only know how to have fun if they're drinking.
It's the only time.
So, you know, the first thing you ask someone when you see them on a night out is, can I get you a drink?
Yeah.
Right?
Always.
Or someone says to you, can I get you a drink? And if you go, nah, I'm not drinking, then you need to explain every time and why you're not drinking.
Why?
What's
happening?
Wrong with you? Is there a problem in your life?
Yeah.
What's wrong? You're like, no, I just don't feel like drinking tonight.
It's the weirdest thing. Imagine if people treated you that way. I actually saw a TikTok last night about this. And they're like, imagine if people treated you the same way for not drinking coffee that they treat you for not drinking alcohol. They'll be like, oh, you don't drink coffee?
Yeah, well, it's a weird thing. I mean, like, coffee in some ways has replaced alcohol during the week and at work.
Yeah.
So have you noticed how people, it's almost like a coping mechanism now.
Mm.
That coffee is a thing people have in their hands.
Yes.
And can I go make a coffee? It's like an escape sometimes from the office.
Ooh, absolutely.
James and Flex are so special and precious.
Aww.
They actually leave the office sometimes to go and buy coffee from an expensive coffee shop. How much does it cost?
$45.
Okay, but that's okay because there are more expensive coffees than that out there.
Damn.
You know that?
These boys are being paid too much, Gareth.
No, they don't do it every time.
Yo.
No, but sometimes because our kitchen here at the office only really opens up, someone unlocks at like 8. So,
okay.
You know, sometimes they want to pop, or 9, and then they want to pop out before.
Yo.
But I don't blame them. I mean, it's a mental health break because, I mean, it's such an abusive place, right?
Mm.
And here at our office, you have to... Yeah, they're all such fucking little princesses that they all need to go out and get, I'm just going to go get my coffee in my cardboard cup with a cup holder.
What?
And they do. They come back here and all they need is a Frozen Disney princess song. And that's how precious they are. So
I cannot buy coffee from shops. I like making my coffee myself because I put creatine in my coffee.
Oh.
Just 5 milligrams.
You think
and
it
I'm
works?
Good. It works. Hence, I'm looking buff.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to disagree with Congo Chris. He says, no, it's not just him here. Slippery Pickles says, there's lots going on here. Grass before beer in the clear. Beer before grass, you're on your ass. Okay, so that's how it works if you're going to smoke weed and drink beer. I don't know much about that, smoking weed part of things, but if that's the advice you're giving us, good. South African is a huge AA club beginning with Puzza Thursday. Courtesy of Comrade Gareth Cliff, says Goon. There's a lot going on in that sentence that I don't want to unpack.
Yeah.
Carl says, I do judge people who drink shit coffee or don't drink coffee. If you're happy with Nescafe or Doa Egberts, I'm judging you hard.
Ah.
Yeah, but then there's worse than that, hey? There's like re-coffee and stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you're good with re-coffee, I'm judging you hard. Out of the big tin. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There's actually an office, one of our branches at work. They love re-coffee.
Really? And
every
they have
time
the big
I'm
tin?
There, I'm like, hey,
they
yeah,
have that big
they
tin.
Have the big tin. The big tin. In fact, Gareth, please don't judge my people. They actually put re-coffee in their coffee machine. They have like a proper coffee
You're
machine.
You're joking.
And they put the re-coffee in the machine there at the top.
But I wonder, okay, so I just want to know, do people real coffee aficionados?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can tell if it's a good coffee or a bad one.
Yeah.
But if you ask them to like really break it down, is it just a bullshit thing like wine?
It's a bullshit thing.
Where they go, I could pick up like notes of like a little bit of pecan nut and tar, and there's a small amount of
some cherry
red
blossom.
Dust and cherry blossom. Like, fuck off, it's coffee.
It's
right?
Coffee. Yeah.
And
no,
those,
they can't
the same
pick
with
such.
Wine people. You know, you meet these people in the Cape, and they're like, well, I can definitely pick up the. Walnut notes in it. And I'm like, you've never chewed on walnut. How the hell do you know what that tastes like? It's just nonsense, right?
Wine people love their wines and they're so particular with them. Actually, I had a TikTok recently with a friend of mine who is so into wine. They're like a proper wine aficionado.
Oh.
She's actually a judge at some wine event as well.
Really?
Huge wine person. And we made a TikTok together where like she explains to my audience how what to drink if you want to lose weight, what alcohols to drink if you want to lose weight.
Right.
And just looking at her content, I was watching her feed. When was it? Was it yesterday? Yeah, I was watching her stories. And she was at another wine event, always at a wine event, always tasting, and they're looking at the color of the wines. And
well,
she's
you
like,
know
yeah,
what?
Peeking
good,
at mean, the hints. And
no, but that's amazing and good for her. We had the water sommelier in here on Monday.
Yeah.
And she was telling us about like all the different kinds of water. And yes. I get it. Like people, it is a benefit of a safe, happy society that you can get people who specialize in all of these things,
yeah.
like your wine friend, the water woman, the coffee experts.
Yeah.
You know, these are people who they've figured out that actually there is a specialization field and that they can be experts in all of these things that are really luxury things.
Yes.
That, you know, most people couldn't care less. People who care, right?
Yeah.
So Slippery Pickle says, if you drink Frisco, you must go down in the mines. Remember Frisco?
No, I don't.
Yes. Okay, now Frisco is like,
Frisco.
I don't even know what they put
Oh, I remember Frisco.
You remember? Yeah.
It was just like, it was actually better in my opinion. Oh, in my house, Frisco is like the good shit. Hey.
Really?
Oh, that was the good shit in my house. We were poor. So Reed Coffee was like the normal stuff and Frisco was like the good shit. Gareth, I only tasted good coffee, like proper coffee, I think by the age of like 19.
Before that, it was just all that chicory shit.
Yeah, and that's what I deemed as normal. Now I'm like, whoa, I cannot go back there. It's like you're literally drinking colored water.
Ugh. Cup of brown. Hanging out with Jay says, I work from home and I have coffee here, but I get out of bed and I buy a cup down the road for 61 Rand.
Yo.
It's the best.
Yalla, rich.
Listen, they. I think some of the coffee places will charge you up to 70 Rand for a coffee.
70
I've seen
Rand?
That
yeah.
charged.
Even more. I've seen 90 Rands. You know the Grande? They have, it's Grande, tall. What
there's,
are the sizes?
It's regular.
Why can't they just say regular,
regular
small,
tall,
medium, large?
No, but you know why? Because it's a part of the branding and the experience.
It's like
the way they write your, this is Starbucks that MASH has got on the table in front of me. We swore we weren't going to give them advertising. But in America, it's a part of the ritual that they write your name on the cup, right?
Yeah.
And they always get it wrong.
Yes.
So you can imagine if you had people, I mean, if you tried this in New York, I can't imagine them getting MASH right. And MASH is not complicated. Four letters, right? Mashiani, no way you're going to get that right. There's not a chance.
Yeah.
I'm always Garrett or like G-A-R-E-T-T or Gary or...
Yeah.
Something else. Some other weird, complicated, non-fucking accurate way to spell my name. But it's part of the fun. So
it's
you go in for
fun,
that.
Yeah.
So you're paying for like the experience of a barista who hates you.
Yeah.
You know, because they look at you like, what do you want?
Also, I just feel like it'll take so much more time. Like, how do you spell Mashiani? Just write your own shit and keep it moving.
Yeah, whatever.
I just want my coffee.
You call yourself Don.
Yeah.
Or,
the shorter
D-O-N,
the less the letters, the quicker you get your coffee.
Sure. Absolutely. If I'm buying a coffee, I'm going all out, says Bronwyn Spring. She says cappuccino with cream.
Ooh.
Common Sense says, I bought myself a decent coffee machine, best investment ever. Yeah, but the only problem with those, because I've got a good coffee machine at home that takes the beans and turns it into, you know, it's a nice coffee machine.
Yeah.
It wasn't top of the line, and you get these really incredible ones.
Yeah.
But this thing does the job.
Yeah.
And you have to keep cleaning it. You know, the grounds, you have to throw them out. I mean, it's like you have to really maintain and look after the thing. And I think... in order to do that, you need to be a big fan of coffee.
You have to be.
Like sometimes I'll go, I'll just rather have tea.
How frequently do you use that machine, Gareth?
No, I use it a couple of times a week.
Like how many days?
I'm not a coffee fanatic. So I'll have one proper cup of coffee a week. But usually I'll have an espresso.
Okay.
So I won't even have anything complicated. And this thing can make
simple.
A cappuccino and stuff. Yeah, just a little espresso, like 3-4 times a week is good.
Yo, my only thing with these machines is the cleanup operation. Gareth, that's a whole operation on its own.
Yeah,
for
and,
just,
and,
especially
it's a, and it's messy,
just you.
Man.
You're just making one cup of coffee and now you have to clean a milk frother and you have to do the rinsing and you have to...
That's nothing, MASH. Yo. That's the easy thing. Then you have to disassemble the thing occasionally. Take everything out, wash it out under the tap, let it dry out, make sure you haven't missed anything. Then you have to put it together again. And
take
let me tell you,
grinds,
it's rocket grounds. Science.
Yeah.
Like, it's complicated.
For
as,
one cup.
Yeah. Oh, dude, to put this thing together again, you think you're assembling the space station.
Yo. It's too much.
You literally, you're floating around your coffee machine going.
Yeah.
Like Darth Vader. And trying to put the right piece in the right place. And
yeah.
Then, you know, if it fits, you're like, oh, thank God. And when it doesn't fit, you're like, we're gonna die.
Gareth.
But you're still floating around your machine like an astronaut.
You're excited for that cup. But as soon as you finish that cup, you think to yourself,
what
fuck,
a lot
I have
of work.
To go clean this thing now.
I'd rather just, I think I'd rather pay 40 to 60 rand, you know. There isn't a coffee shop that I love near me, near my house. But around the office here, there are a couple of them. Are you a breakfast guy at all?
I don't eat breakfast at all.
You
breakfast
see, me
is
neither.
A scam.
Me neither, but I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Breakfast is the best meeting. Like this morning, I've got a 9 o'clock meeting. And breakfast is cool because it's quick, short, sharp. I mean, if you want to eat, you can always go to a breakfast meeting and not eat anything. Lunch seems to be getting longer and longer. If you say to anyone, after 12...
Yeah.
Especially on a Friday, you know it's going to be the whole afternoon.
Oh, obvious.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't always want that because you've got stuff to do.
Of course.
Anyway, today I've got this breakfast meeting. I know it's only going to be an hour.
Yeah.
And I got to come back to the office. But I'm kind of wondering if I should have something to eat at breakfast because I normally don't. You think it would upset the... what my body's used to now,
it depends on
not eating breakfast.
It depends on who you're out with. If the person you're out with is eating something, you have to eat something as well.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's just weird to watch someone eat.
Yeah, it's very weird.
And you're there like, yeah, let's discuss the numbers. Meanwhile, this poor person is like, damn,
uncomfortable.
I just want to bite into my damn boiled egg.
Yeah.
I don't know what restaurants
serve. Okay, good advice. You see, Mash, this is why we need you on the show, giving us good advice. I need booze to engage with pretty girls and coffee to stand my energetic girlfriend on weekends. Oh, wow. So, Master G, you're playing both of those realms. Under a new law, they're actually not even allowed to call re-coffee coffee anymore. It's now called chicory. Okay. Well, that's bad news for them. Johan says, a beer and a bong and you're in the wrong. But a bong and a beer and you're in the clear. Jesus. You guys have got problems, man. Woolly beans are so good. The breakfast blends is common sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Re-coffee is actually getting expensive, according to Dylan.
Is it?
But it's more chicory than coffee. Nescafe Gold is the way to go. It's the best coffee by far.
Is Jacob's also chicory?
I don't think so. I think it's coffee. I don't know. You must
Did
read.
Did you see how much these coffees
read
are?
Read the tin, dude. I don't know.
200 rand for a jar. Now, like the big jar is like $200 now.
Sure.
Gareth, that's a lot of money. I think they're now more expensive than beans.
That is expensive.
They're super expensive.
Okay.
The premium brands, like the Jacobs.
No, you see, like, look at us. We've been talking coffee for like 10 minutes. Slippery Pickle says, how often do you clean your coffee machine, Gareth? Restaurants do it daily, and I've seen domestic coffee machines that resemble vivarium. I clean it at least once a week because it's not being used all the time. And if I'm just doing espressos, I mean, listen, anything with milk, I've got to tell you, I don't know what it is. I'm super iffy about milk. Like if milk is even a day to its expiry date, I'm like, okay, this milk's done. I don't even want to smell it. You know how people smell milk to see if it's sour? If I get near anything that smells like it slightly off milk-wise.
What happens?
I hate it. I can't go near it.
I get you.
So
I fully get
you. If there's milk left in a thing overnight, you know what that looks like. And especially in summer. I mean, it's okay in winter, but.
Feta cheese.
I don't like any of that. So if it's just an espresso, I don't have to worry about cleaning it all the time.
Yeah.
Once a week is good. Don't be one of these people who's like, what do you change your sheets on your bed every day? Who does that? Change them once a week.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. Coffee comes from a cherry plant, so not so sexy, says Stirrer. Well, it's in the family there, but I have a friend who owns, well, she married a guy whose family owns a coffee farm.
A whole farm in South Africa?
Yes, on the south coast near Port Edward.
What?
Yeah, it's called Beaver Creek, the coffee farm. You like that because beaver, huh? Yeah, you like that. Anyway, it's beautiful. And they showed me how the coffee grows,
yeah,
what they do with it. And they've got a, I mean, it's a massive business. It's a very, very smart family business. I love ordering sourdough toast at a cafe and coffee. Big waste of money, but it tastes so good, says Shannon. That does sound good.
Yeah, it tastes so good, hey?
Jacobs is more expensive than a hooker, says Tabo.
Yeah, all these coffees have gotten super expensive.
More than a hooker, your Tabo. French press is a superior way to make coffee, says Congo Chris.
The cleanup of that as well, too much. I have a French press, too much cleanup.
Yeah,
too much.
Nightmare, right? And what do you do with all those grounds? Because I know people who are very sustainability oriented.
They put them in the plants, don't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They take them into the garden. They put it into the...
Do they realize that burns the plants?
Does it?
Yeah.
I heard that it's good for the plants.
You can't put the actual grounds.
So what do you have to do?
You have to put the water from the actual coffee.
Oh, shit.
If you put the actual grounds, it burns your plants.
Well, that's why their gardens are fuck up. I thought they had some kind of secret, but they clearly don't know what they're doing.
I'm a gardener, so... Gareth, there's a new trend, Rainer. There's a new trend. It's driving me mad.
Okay, well...
It's all over the place.
Only time I ever find out about these trends is from US and Pua.
I'm sure you've heard about it already.
Tell me.
By now. Labubu.
What is Labubu?
Oh, Labubu is these dolls. They're like these little dolls. And basically people are buying these dolls and they're hanging them on their clothes. And they were made popular by a K-pop star. Whose name I've actually forgotten. Let me just ask ChatGPT.
Doesn't matter. Nobody here cares about K-pop stars.
Yeah, it's not like any of us would know.
No, I wouldn't know. I've never heard a K-pop song in my life. Yeah, okay, so it's called a Labubu doll.
A Labubu doll. And there's even a 24K carat one now that people are going crazy for.
So is this like Pokemon or what were those things called?
It's similar to that.
Those pet things that people used to have. Tamagotchis.
Yes. It's very similar to that.
So this is like a stupid people money-taking machine.
Absolutely.
All right,
for all the stupid people.
Brilliant. I love
so
these things.
They've become extremely popular. Everybody wants one. And I think a contributing factor to the rise of their popularity is the fact that when you buy it, you don't know what you're getting. So you get that mystery. So you just
order. It's like a lucky packet.
It's a lucky packet. So you just open it and you might get the Christmas one. You might get the 24K carat one. You might get whatever in the box. And of course, people are collecting these things as well. So if I have the Christmas one, I don't want another Christmas one. So you see people on TikTok unboxing these Labubus. And some of them are losing their minds. They're like, please don't let me get a Christmas one. They open it, they get a Christmas one.
Find me what a Labubu looks like. I
actually sent the guys a video of what's a Labubu.
Okay, well, let's take a look. Let's see.
What the fuck is a Labubu? What the fuck is a Labubu? No, boo-boo.
That looks like... That's stupid.
It is.
So it's almost like a bunny rabbit, but...
Yeah. It has like a little thing to hang.
Toy. It's a soft toy.
It's a soft toy.
Okay.
So people are going crazy for these. It's the biggest thing out there at the moment. And even like you see guys on TikTok like who are like so gangster looking. And they'll just have like boobos hanging off their jeans.
Oh, come on.
And you're just like, okay, what?
That's embarrassing.
I do not get what the point of this is. I do not get why people are so into this. But apparently it's a very big thing. I don't know. Maybe people in the audience have Labubus. I haven't met anyone who's into them.
Bronwyn says these dolls are hideous and scary. Don't get them for small children. Hunomi says, I don't want one. I guess I'm not part of everyone. Yeah, I think a lot of people in our audience probably don't care about this. they still want to talk about coffee. So Congo Chris says, my French press is cleaned in a natural spring during Dien by the hands of bare-breasted virgins and blessed by a celibate nun. Yeah, what? It sounds like bullshit. No, he's bullshit. But yeah. Yet another reason TikTok is poison, says Simon. Look, I got to tell you, I'm very judgy about people who spend their day on TikTok.
Yes.
And I know there used to be a time where we were judgy about people who spent their whole day on every kind of social media.
Oh, yes.
And probably the problem is the internet, not just which social media app you're on.
Yeah.
But I do find like TikTok is the worst of them. It's the biggest time waster. It's the biggest source of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's the biggest source of bad trends that make you poor and make you fat and make you stupid.
And it's addictive.
And it's addictive, right? Mm. So I don't think that – I think TikTok is the problem. I'm with Simon on this one.
Absolutely. TikTok is the problem.
Judas says, I was close to getting a Labubu until I found out that they're evil. It's a doll. Evil is the things that you do that you shouldn't do to yourself. But the doll isn't going... You know, it's always weird to me. I don't think Judas is stupid. But I do find it bizarre that people attribute power to words or to objects.
And too those, much.
I mean, we talked about this when we were talking about... the other day when you and I were discussing like family rituals and the ancestors and kind of muti and all of this stuff, right? That you've got to be cursed when something bad happens to you. I'm always like, well, not really. Sometimes it's just your fault.
Sometimes it's just your responsibility.
Yeah. And like people want to put all the evil onto a doll, for example. Yeah. And they'll say, well, this doll is the evil object. Absolutely. It's not me. I couldn't possibly have evil in me.
Yeah.
When actually it's coming from you.
It's like people who drink, Gareth. You know, everybody
you're turning into a big anti-drink campaigner, hey? Look at you, Mash.
Slowly but surely. Uh-huh. But everything is, the drinking is to blame. Oh, no, I don't remember this. I don't, it's the drinking. It's the alcohol.
Yeah.
But who is forcing the alcohol down your throat? You can drink, get drunk, have a good time, and still remember things. You just don't have to push it that far. It's all down to you. Nobody wants to take accountability. That's the problem.
Because accountability is hard, right?
It's hard. Because once you take accountability, you have to do something. You have to make changes.
So there is a story. I just looked it up now. There's a story about a woman who spent thousands and thousands of dollars already on Labubu dolls.
Oh,
it didn't even take her a week.
Yeah.
And she's already embarrassed the whole of humanity about her Labubus. It's unbelievable.
It's a whole thing. Stupid thing.
Labubu sounds like a French stripper, says Carl from PE. Gavin says, oh Lord, has the discussion gone to dolls now? Gavin, I don't recall opening a space for a new producer. But if you'd like to produce the show, I don't fucking want you to, okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't want us to talk about dolls, suggest something interesting in the comments. But don't tell me that we shouldn't talk about certain things because you don't find them interesting. You rather find another show. Let's give him a moment to find another show.
Okay.
All right, that's now he's gone. I never opened a TikTok account because I read the terms and conditions, says Goon. Yeah, apparently, I think
sure
all
shitty.
The social media sites, their terms and conditions are crazy. Like,
remember
they own your content.
Oh, they do.
You can't sue them. You can't sue them.
Remember Disney Plus, that guy? It's a thing.
This show is becoming very Calvinist. First a sermon on Wednesday and now prohibition on a Friday. Well, that's Mash. I'm not prohibiting you from drinking. It's Mash. He's become a very intolerant person since he stopped drinking. Gareth, have you watched any of the Becoming Brigitte series? No, I haven't. This is Candace Owens. Apparently the Macrons are suing her.
Yes, they are.
And this could get very ugly. And you know she's doubling down. She's like, no, I'm definitely right. Now, I started off thinking...
Yeah.
This is hilarious. It's funny.
Yes.
It's embarrassing to the French president and his wife.
Yeah.
I like when politicians are embarrassed. But clearly they've been talking to lawyers, biding their time, putting a case together. I mean, if they go after Candace, they can ruin her.
Easily.
They can take all of her money.
Yeah.
They can put her in a very, very bad position. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a dog in this fight. I do think it's going to be very, very funny when, you know, someone has to prove in court that Brigitte is a woman. How are you going to do that? What are you going to do? Like make her whip everything off, walk around then? As an older woman, that won't be very dignified.
What is she supposed to do? Open her legs and we count the rings. What's supposed to happen? It's just... It's a lot. My thing is, why are we, my first thought when I watched the first episode of Candace's entire series was, Why make a series about what's in between someone's legs?
Yeah, it is. I think it's got a little.
Why is
bit,
this a thing?
See, you know, we always say that Michelle Obama's Big Mike, right?
But to this day,
but we just, I mean, it's just funny. I don't, deep down inside, do I really believe it's a man? No. I don't think so.
We all know that right. She's clearly a woman.
But it's funny. It's funny to say. but I mean, it's not an obsession. You
yeah.
Know? And
we don't make six-part series about
no,
it.
No, exactly. When Candace has gone like beyond the finish line on this one.
Yeah.
It would be funny if she was still joking about it.
She's doubling and tripling down.
Yeah,
and
I think she has
I think
to.
That's what's making it even more, I'd say, awkward, is the fact that, girl, we laughed. Like, why are you still going? We've already laughed.
Well, Dave Camacho says, how can you have an opinion if you've not watched all the proof that she's presented, Gareth? Because, Dave, I think the premise is kind of silly. And, you know, like, who was it that we said goodbye to earlier in the comments section? Whoever that was. You have a limited amount of time in your day, right? I love that you come and spend your morning here with us, and I'm always delighted. But I don't really have extra hours to be able to sit and watch a however many part documentary on Brigitte Macron being a man. It's funny. It's worth like reading the cliff notes in terms of the noise it makes, the way people are talking about it. It's got some people very animated and interested.
Yeah.
I don't care enough about Brigitte Macron. If Brigitte Macron ends up being an alien man, even then, I don't know if I'd be that interested in her. My life and Brigitte Macron's do not intersect in very many ways. So I don't think I'm that curious about the result of this. All I know is that it's kind of turning into a Candace Owens versus the Macrons thing.
They should have never said anything, the Macrons.
You think so?
They should have just shut their damn mouths and ate their
It would have gone away,
baguettes.
Right?
Yeah, it would have just gone away.
Because
So it is alleged that Owens ignored at least three retraction demands starting in December 2024 all the way through to July 2025 that the Macrons have sent to her. And I think they should have just shut up. Because the more you fight back, the more you're bringing it into the light. Just shut up. Just say, she crazy, everybody, and ignore it. That's it. Because now we're talking about it. Now we're like, okay, they keep fighting her. What's happening? Maybe we should actually get Brigitte to open her legs.
So, all right. I mean, this is you're right, Mash. It's good advice to tell people to just ignore it.
Yeah.
And pretend it's not even there.
Absolutely.
And the same goes, and I want to give, you know, there are lots of people who sell themselves in the market as being social media experts and, you know, spin experts and corporate reputational experts. Yeah. They're people who will charge you. I mean, I've seen corporations hire these people for like hundreds of thousands of rands to help them get out of bad publicity or, you know, a complicated scenario they're in where they have to retain some kind of reputation.
Yeah.
If anyone says or does anything, whether it's true or not, on social media, always ignore them.
Always.
Always ignore them.
Always.
Second of all, never apologize.
Never.
Never say sorry.
Yeah.
Even if you're in the wrong, don't say sorry.
Don't say sorry.
Because no one cares about your apology. Mm. No one's going to come to you after you've apologized and go, you know, I accept your apology and thank you for making. They won't. They'll attack some more.
We forgive you, you big company. Oh, we forgive you.
Yeah. Who's going to do that? Oh. So why apologize? Oh. Right?
The only apology they'll accept is if you give them free shit.
Correct.
That's the only apology they'll accept.
And they're
accept.
Not even going to apologize. They'll they're go, thank gonna... you, I'll take your free
and
shit.
And then they'll complain about the free shit that you gave them.
That's right.
They'll be like, "It's dry. This burger is even dry."
Yeah.
So you can't entertain this stuff. If people come at you sideways as an organization or even as an individual, you got to shut up. You got to double down and not say a thing. That's all you can do, really.
Okay, I've just got a message from the producer. Doobie 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 doo. Beep, 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 beep. He says, struggling to get Ben on, bear with us for sport. Beep, 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 beep. He sent me a message on my phone. He's right here.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Okay, well, we'll get Ben on now whenever he's ready. Max de Villiers says, I've been trying since last Friday, but James clearly doesn't see the light. So for goodness sake, please bring up those Tammy Taylor clowns who have escaped like refugees to Miami. Okay. Do you know the story?
Mel and Pete.
Okay. So I don't know. I have no idea who these people are. Mel
Love
added
Mel.
Me on Instagram the other day.
Ooh.
So I thought, who the fuck is this, for
ooh,
starters? Because I never watched the Real Housewives whatever it was.
Oh,
no.
She's such a sneak.
But people told me about her.
Yeah.
And so I think we've got to get them on, James. I think it sounds like they are bullshit artists of the first degree. They live in Miami now or something, right?
Anyway, I believe so.
Tammy Taylor refugees. Because they, didn't they also, they opened up the Tammy Taylor thing, then they didn't pay the woman who owns the franchise or something like that. I don't know. There's some kind of story there.
So here's a little brief synopsis, actually.
Okay, here we are.
Okay.
Trust MASH to dig up the, to get the, to sip the tea with us this morning. Okay, go
on. So Mel and Pete Falloon, the couple behind Tammy Taylor Nails SA, are facing serious legal trouble. The U.S. court ordered them to pay 71 million rand for trademark infringement and banned them from using the Tammy Taylor name.
Right.
They've moved to the U.S. claiming safety concerns and racial persecution, but many believe they're trying to evade legal consequences. They're now, we're also refugees.
They claimed refugee status.
With their millions.
Yeah, sure.
South African courts previously ruled their franchise deals were illegal, and investigations are ongoing for fraud and racketeering. Despite the court rulings, Pete Falloon insists he sold the business years ago and says the lawsuit is meaningless to him. They're now under scrutiny, both in South Africa and internationally. So they have fled the country, and Mel is still living her best life. She looks amazing.
Is she?
Pete was disbarred as a lawyer years ago. I don't know how. And we're still practicing law. We don't know how.
Oh, we've got
he was
a lot.
Like the lawyer
we've
of Tammy
Taylor. We've got a lot of crooked lawyers in South Africa, really. I mean, the standard is so low.
Yo.
But okay, why not talk to them, right?
Please.
You'd love to be on the show when we have them.
Of course.
Yeah, all right.
Pete and Mel.
Bronwyn says, Candace Owens is pregnant for the fourth time in a row. I don't think she's thinking with her whole normal brain. Ooh, I'm glad that it's a woman saying this. Imagine if I said that as a guy. Oh, you misogynist. Anyway, I predict in 7 years when the hormones wear off, she's going to backstep. Well, it might be too late. I watched none of Candace, and I don't really know who or what she is. Only know Candace Water, Candace Mama, and Candace Hillebrand. Okay? Thank you very much, Migs. I want to hear what Rian has to say about the Tammy Taylor star. Hey, there's Ben. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
What's going on?
Hi, guys. Yeah, good, good. I'm just
where got
some spotty
you?
Connection. I'm in Fancourt still. The happiest place for a middle-aged white man.
All right, so tell us about Fancourt, because I've never been there either. So what is Fancourt all about? What makes it so special? Why do people talk about it in hallowed terms like you just did?
It's almost like it's not part of this country. You go through the gates and you're in your own little world. There's two amazing golf courses. There's just the coolest clubhouse. There's other golf things. It's a place where people go just to be their best, Gareth. There's no other way to really describe it. It's been like this since the 90s. It's just so happy. I mean, it's in George, so the weather's mostly crap. I mean, we played in rain yesterday. We played in gale force winds the day before that one. But it's just such a happy place. It's kind of like if Sun City was grown up and in the Garden Route. Let's put it like that, sure. At a casino. Yeah.
All right. And is it a particularly good course? I mean, you've seen a lot of courses in South Africa and the world. Would you rate it as being one of our top 10 courses, or is it nowhere near?
So there's the Montague course, which I firmly believe is a top 10 course. The ratings fluctuate around that. And then the Otaniqua course is ranked about 25th. So they're both two fantastic standalone courses. Very picturesque, mountain views, great conditioning because there's obviously so much money here. It is. It's South Africa's true golf resort that's of a highest international standard, and always has been, and I think it always will be. So for a guy like me to come here, it's a super happy thing.
All right. Very good. So what do you have for us for the weekend in terms of sport?
Well, that British and Irish Lions series is finally ending. Now, we knew the Aussies were going to be quite shy at going into it, but they were pretty plucky last week. They actually could have won it, but they just didn't have the firepower towards the end. So that tour finally comes to an end this weekend, Saturday at 12 o'clock. Now, if the Lions win this test match, it'll be the first time since 1974 that they've actually done the full clean sweep and never lost a test series. And if you go back even further, 1927 was the last time they went on a tour and won every game. So that is what they've got ahead of them. Normally when the series is done, it's a bit of a dead rubber, but the guys are going to be super fired up here. And the thing is, like, the Aussies have to do well in this test match as well, because next up is the Rugby Championships and they're coming to South Africa. So they're going to need huge momentum. So I think it's going to be a phenomenal game. It really will be. And yeah, last week was good. And the Lions series really is still just such a great thing to watch, even if it is against the Aussies, who are pretty average. And they have been, you know, they've slipped down to eighth in the world. And there's a few arguments going around that should they be rotated out? You know, the British and Irish Lions, of course, made up of all the home nations that play in the Six Nations. But, you know, why can't we maybe do a Tour of France next time? France are really, really good. To have the Lions versus the French, I think it would be such a hugely different dynamic. Yeah, and I think we'd get record crowds because of the whole population around there wanting to watch rugby. So, yeah, I mean, it's tradition's tradition, and they like doing the Southern Hemisphere. That's what it's based upon. But I reckon they could mix it up. I really do.
But Ben, before you move on, we've got consternation in the comments section. So Slippery Pickle says, Ben has the least amount of hair for someone who had a hair transplant that I've ever seen. Where are the dreadlocks? Been waiting to see cornrows or something, says Goon. Can Ben please put his pinky in his mouth and say, I want $1 million?
Yeah, I don't have Mr. Bigglesworth with me either. You guys clearly have no understanding how things grow.
Explain yourself.
Have you ever planted your own lawn? Well, I mean, guys, it takes a while for it to grow. It's going to be a good 6 months until you see growth. So I've trimmed everything else down to the same length. And that is why I'm so short of hair on the head right now. It's a journey which we're all going on with me. I explained this at length.
Right, at length.
So to see, all comments, we wanted to see was, comments like that is
all we wanted was an update. I wasn't particularly interested, but there are a lot of people here. Tabo, Patrick, Zelna. Oh, Zelna wants to know, have you played Pinnacle Point? She's not interested in your hair.
Yeah, I have played Pinnacle Point. It's really great in many places. It's not like the easiest course, not the most enjoyable to play. And if the wind pumps there, you can also see your ass very quickly. But it's beautiful. It's definitely something special in the country.
Congo Chris wants to know, Ben, please tell Gareth about the Fan Court Pool Complex. Is there a pool complex? What is that?
Gareth, there's an indoor sort of pool, which then goes on to cold plunge, steam room, sauna. Then there's a gym, and there's another indoor pool. And then there's an outdoor pool with jacuzzi. It's also a great place to go to if you really want to just do incredible gym stuff and be healthy. Yeah, there is that. It's got it all. It really is. Like this morning, I'm going to go up to the gym, going to have a little workout, and then we're going to do a sauna session, cold plunge, have breakfast, and then I fly back home. So no matter what you're here for, you're going to have a good time.
That's terrific. Okay, so we've talked about rugby. What else have we got to look forward to this weekend?
The Currie Cup. So all those people who are moaning about all these people who moan about high ticket prices for the Springbok matches. Some say it's justified. Some say get over it.
Yeah.
But the Currie Cup still has great players playing in it, right? So all these people who want to moan about not going to rugby, well, go to Currie Cup. Go watch games at the Currie Cup. You still get to go to the same stadiums, and it's still a vibe. So I would suggest people, you know, really sort of get going with their support and stop moaning. The Cheetahs are playing, but for example, they're playing at home to against the Pumas, and then tomorrow Lions versus Western Province at 3. Bulls versus the Sharks at Loftus at 5. Oh, I think Griquas versus Borlands Sunday. Borlands are back in the sort of top flight of things. And that's really cool because it's always been a historically great era for rugby. But there's also lots of cricket on this weekend, Gareth, which I'm sure you're so damn excited about. India and England, because they own cricket, they get 5 test match series. And they're currently in the 5th test. India are 2-1 down. And they're a bit against it at the moment too, 204 for 6. But all of these matches have gone to the 5th day. All of these matches have been damn exciting. So the 5th one will be there. And then it's the World Champions League T20, where all the older guys are now playing. And South Africa's got to the final. They're in the final of this thing. So AB de Villiers came back. That's what everyone's been talking about. And he just looks so young and good compared to all these older guys. So that's hugely exciting. We actually watched the game last night when they beat Australia by one run in the semis.
Wow.
So you get to watch that on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday at 3:30. It'll be SA versus Pakistan, which in many ways would have been what the 99 Cricket World Cup would have been if we didn't lose in the last ball to Australia. We would have beaten Pakistan in the final. So 99 potential rematch there. And then, yeah, football's back, guys. So we had a bit of a break, and now the MTN 8s will be back, which is, of course, the top 8 teams from the PSL that now play in a tournament where they can win decent money. So that kicks off this weekend. So if you're a Chiefs fan, your season still hasn't started just yet because you're not a top 8 team. But Pirates, Polokwane, TS Galaxy, AmaZulu, Stellenbosch, Sundowns, Richards Bay, Sekhukhune, all those teams are going to be going flat out from this weekend on. And then the PSL itself, that'll start next weekend, 9th of August. And then the English Premier League, where Arsenal's going to win it this time around, 15th of August. So we are there, guys. We are back. We are back with football being everything and everything.
Sounds pretty good. There are a couple of things here that I think people want addressed, Ben. First of all, this is from Signet. Ask Ben about his thoughts on LIV Golf coming to South Africa next year.
So excited. I couldn't be any happier for this. On the Bounce Show next month, we're going to be doing an entire show on the LIV thing and everything about it, everything you'll need to know. I was, of course, at the one in Spain a couple of weeks ago. And
yeah,
even if you're not a golfer, you have to go to this event. There's going to be live concerts every day. The golf itself is actually condensed into like a 5-hour period. And it's going to be at Stain City. And Stain City, all they want to do is just big jaws. And they've got this incredible golf course. It is like the perfect sporting event to come to this country, and that there's high profile, huge names. There's going to be performing acts. I'm massively excited because, like, I know people who actually work in this organization, and having seen one international example of this so far, everyone's going to love it. I cannot speak high enough about this.
All right, Ben, thank you very much. Enjoy Fan Court today.
There's more.
There's more.
Yeah.
I thought you were finished there. I thought you were done. Go on.
No, I was just taking a pause. There's the Women's Open Championship. So it's like what the men's do, but then the women also play on the links as well. So that'll be this weekend. And then there's the World Aquatics Championships. You can watch swimming. How exciting is that?
Is it? Well, do you watch that, Mash?
Yes, because
no.
Well, it is because young Peter Kutsia won gold in the 100-meter backstroke this week, and tonight he's going to be in the final for the 200-meter backstroke. So he's like our major up-and-coming Olympic hopeful. So
all right, so we should be watching this, is what you're saying. Actually, if we started supporting this guy, he could be a major star.
All I'm saying is when you see his name, you know, because people love to do the whole clout share thing in this country.
Yeah, sure.
And we're all a bunch of winners, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So when you see his name at the weekend, then you at least know what he's about. And
I like it.
All those self-indulged people who've ever had a photo with him can then post a picture with them because, you know, make it about them. And that'll be what's happening this weekend. There's the Hungarian Grand Prix as well, and the sort of big story there is that Max Verstappen has said that he will stay at Red Bull because, you know, Christian Horner got kicked out for sexual misdemeanoring.
Was he ever found guilty of anything, or was it just noise?
A lot of text messages about him wanting to rub one off to some young girl, and
how young?
You know, he's at the age. Like early 20s, and he's
early 50s. Yeah, but he's a dirty pervert. Most of the people that you meet on a daily basis, you don't know what they're into.
Yeah, who isn't these days?
Look, guys, I wasn't judging. I was just sharing the news. But yeah, you know, he's at that stage where Sporty Spice is browning around the edges a bit, and
he's married.
Sorry, Ginger Spice was his spice.
Ginger Spice was his one.
He's on the road all the time, and quite frankly, I'm surprised that he's not involved in something much deeper.
His surname is Horner. What the fuck are you expecting? It's all in the name. It's called nominative determinism. And when he was born a Horner, he was bound to cause trouble later on with his cock.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, do you open your case saying you're on a nominative determinism and then basically just
Yeah. Say, dear Judge Judgy Judge, Judgy Pants, or whatever your surname is, my surname is Horner. What did you expect me to do? At least in mitigation of sentence, I think it's a good call.
Yeah, so he's gone, but Max is going to stay. It doesn't really matter because McLaren's going to do another 1-2 in Hungary this weekend. It's the Hungarian Grand Prix.
Parallel Parking says, Ben, you better give a preview of the donoring that is about to be given by DDP.
Yeah, guys, that's also big, eh? This couple of weeks, UFC is going to be exciting to watch again. It's been a bit of a ugh this year, but yeah, it's going to be it's obviously his biggest fight. Every time he fights now, it's his biggest fight. But because it's against Khamzat, it's just extra, extra special. And we'll get onto that next week.
All right, Ben. Well, go and enjoy the, several different pool temperatures that you can find at Fan Court, and we'll catch up with you later.
All right, guys, have a wonderful weekend.
Ciao.
Bye. Wow, go sports.
Pretty cool. I mean, you learned a bunch of shit you didn't know there during that little segment, didn't you, Mash?
Wow, I learned quite a bit about sports, sure. Hey?
I didn't know any of that stuff, and I probably won't. I mean, now there's a swimmer, we've got to be paying attention to
your
Formula One controversies and scandals.
Yeah. I didn't know that Verstappen was staying with Red Bull.
This is all news. Gavin says, I saw Gate and McKenzie supporting LIV Golf. How much involvement did he have bringing it here? I don't know that he had very much to do with bringing it here. I think they saw it as this is a country where, you know, golf is a big deal.
Yeah.
Obviously, in certain circles, people are prepared to pay a lot of money to be involved.
Oh, easily.
In golf. And
yeah,
it's got that kind of following.
And golf, there's money in golf, Gareth. Eh?
Big
was that
time.
A golf day? When was it last
year? Have you seen how many pro shops there are around?
Yes.
People spend a fortune on clubs, outfits, all that kind of stuff.
I was at a golf day last week, and one of the holes, if you like got a hole in one at one of the holes, you got 500K.
Sure.
Half a million rand just like that. And I was like, hi, boy, on a random Wednesday.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, it's really hard to get a hole in one.
Okay.
It's really hard.
Yeah, maybe so they're like, nobody's going to get it.
Well, unless there's some fantastically talented golfer who hears about it and comes in sneaky.
If someone gets a hole in one, you want to give them the half a million rand and sign them and be their sponsor or something.
It'll make the news. We'll hear about it, right? When Ben joins remotely, he reminds me of a little sports goblin, says Congo Chris. whoever's training our athletes should run our country. So many gold medals this year, Parallel Parking. Absolutely. And I love that we've got new people that we that we didn't know about before.
Yeah.
New people in sport who are making their name and getting out there and winning. It's just terrific. All right. Bitcoin Bit says, what's your opinion on Gator's new golden boy, Liam, who replaced the Sushi King? I can't remember what his surname is. Liam Jacobs? He's running for what, mayor of Tshwane or something, right? Okay, but he's very young. He's what, in his 20s? Yeah, I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know what to say about him. To be perfectly frank, I'm not that sure that it's worth spending too much time thinking about the Patriotic Alliance. They're a very small party. Gayton's a big personality. What I will say is that, you know, Kenny Kunene, you call him the Sushi King. Mm. He's never going to lose that reputation, and maybe he deserves it, maybe he doesn't. But can I say in Kenny's defense that he did something which you'll never see from the ANC? He resigned.
Mm.
He got out of the way. He said, you're not going to keep me on paid leave. I will take the right decision and resign myself from this so that you can investigate. You can come back with a conviction or a finding. And then if I feel like it, I'll get back into government. But I don't need this shit in my life. Mm. I don't want the sword hanging over my head. So he resigned. He did the responsible thing. You will never get that from the ANC. So credit to Kenny Kunene. I'm not going to attack the guy this morning.
Sure.
He used to be very active at UP, says Tumisho, Liam Jacobs. Yeah, I haven't been at the University of Pretoria for very long time, so don't expect me to know what he was busy with at the university. Liam Jacobs will fall by the wayside with an influence like Gayton. Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, when you have a big personality, like this is what happened with Donald Trump. is it just sucks in, its gravity sucks in a whole lot of other people.
Yeah.
And those people become less important.
Certainly.
By being around a big sun.
Yeah.
And orbiting that sun. Mm. So Gayton's kind of a big sun in South African politics.
Absolutely.
This Liam Jacobs is going to be swallowed up by his gravity.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens.
Mig says, very nice compliment for Ben. Ben's sport on the Gareth Cliff Show is always entertaining. Well, thank you, Migs. We will tell Ben. Mm. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mash and I will break down all the important things that have happened this week, and we'll look at what you can do over the weekend to amuse yourself. See you in a second.